I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. I met Mikey Riesenberg when he came into WMRA during our last fundraiser, bearing platters of Korean food. Steamed buns, slow-braised chicken and pork, and various exotic and flavorful side dishes. Mikey was born in South Korea, adopted at 4 months, and raised in the valley on a diet of, as he puts it, snap beans and mashed potatoes. At 27, he talks the talk and cooks the walk of a total foodie.
Right around 17 or 18, I decided I had this really deep-rooted passion for food and for cooking that was kind of ingrained in my family. Every get-together, the focal point always tended to be food. My family enjoyed so much the social aspect of eating and feeding others. Seeing the faces of family, friends, or now at this point, customers, seeing the smiles and having them really tell me how much they enjoyed something or how much fun it was to be around a certain group of people. It's always interesting to me how food really kind of opens up a whole new experience for folks. Oftentimes, you get into tendencies to enjoy the same kinds of foods over and over with your family and your friends, ordering the same things at restaurants and the like. But I always encourage people to take that adventurous step, try something new, because you never know what it might open up for you in the future.
Mikey Riesenberg was pretty much the only student of Korean descent at Turner Ashby High School. But then he started making some new friends at Harrisonburg High.
I've got some really good Korean and Asian friends now, very small knit group. They would invite me over to their houses and feed me with their families this wonderful food that my family had never, ever kind of introduced me to. Once I ended up hanging out with these other set of Asian friends, the kinds of dishes and menu items that they ended up showing to me were just so crazy and new and fresh that I was just overwhelmed and excited.
Mikey Riesenberg began working in restaurants and eventually became a server at Harrisonburg's Joshua Wilton House. There, he began serious food conversations with Chef Mark Newsom, who introduced him to Mama Fuko's Michael Chang, the chef behind the burgeoning popularity of Korean cuisine in this country. And suddenly, Mikey found himself wanting to cook food instead of just serving it.
So I ended up buying a truck, a Chevrolet P30 panel van from an old Centos driver. And that was...
What driver?
Centos. They're the uniform people.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So this wasn't a food truck.
No, ma'am. I actually owe a lot of the credit for me getting the business up and running to a friend of mine, Joel Gordon, who helped me build out my own truck after I bought it. Funny story is that I ended up deciding that I wanted to buy the truck before I decided that I was ready to build a food truck. I bought it in January of last year, and for a couple of months, we were so busy working on the actual vehicle in the cold when it was 20 degrees laying on the asphalt outside of my townhouse, and that was not the fun part at all. You know, like I said, I was already expecting to try and open something, so I had stashed away all of my serving money, hoping that I had just enough to convince anyone that I was worth giving a bit more money to try and open a business. It's easier if you have a little something than nothing at all. Turns out that Joel and myself developed such a good approach to building the truck that I could use all of my own money to build the food truck from start to finish. It amazed me. I'm hurting now, especially near Christmas, but at the same time, I'm very proud of the hard work that the both of us tried to put towards the business in order to get it up and running on a budget.
All right, what'd you put in there? Is there an oven? Are there burners?
Most all of our cooking process for the buns and for a lot of the other items are steaming, so I didn't want to have any fryers. I thought that the kind of charm about the Korean food is that there was a limited amount of fried foods, much more fresh produce and nicely prepared kind of proteins that didn't have added fats and added kind of calories involved. You wanted to have those flavors stand on their own. So I have a 6-burner Imperial range with an oven. I also have a 37-inch flat top. And
a flat top is in case somebody
A flat griddle, just a half-inch stainless top with 366,000 burner BTUs that lie underneath of the top. A lot of people, short-line cooks at like Waffle House, will have big flat-top griddles for eggs and stuff like that. It allows us to do all sorts of different kinds of stuff. But then also we had a custom steam table made so that we could keep some of our items hot while we were prepping and finishing other things.
What was custom about it? What were the specs?
Well, the size. I tell you, the working inside a 16-foot cargo space in a truck can be a nightmare. I can't tell you how many times we put refrigerators into the back when we were building it and shifting and turning and trying to figure out the best way
it's
to
cozy.
Have things set. Exactly. Also have 2 pieces of refrigeration that sit right up near the cab. A lot of the things are all balanced, so I have my 3-compartment sink as well to satisfy code that I also have turned into my make line with high-density polyethylene cutting boards. We try and make the most out of the size of the truck and at the same time try and have our cooking spaces as clean and as nicely presented as possible. We want everyone that comes up to the truck to be able to see what we're cooking on and to be able to watch us if they're interested.
So here you are. You've laid on the cold concrete and built your truck. The menu. How'd you come up with the menu?
That's an interesting aspect as well. David Chang's approach at Momofuku up in New York has steam buns on his menu, and he also opened an independent restaurant called the Sambar. And after being in talks with Mark Newsom at the Wilton and having him actually run some pork belly steam buns, I thought they were the best thing on this planet. I could not get enough of them. I kept asking every day if I could have some and pay for them.
You're right.
Oh, they're amazing. Like little delicious clouds almost. So I learned how to make the steam buns. And while I was making the steam buns, it takes us 4 hours to make a single batch. I would get hungry and I'd have beautiful bib lettuce and romaine and different kinds of greens. And all the stuff that was supposed to go in the steam buns, I'd be eating while we were waiting for the dough to rise and making som for myself. And I love the interactive nature. I could take a small portion that could normally feed me personally and set it out on a table with leaves of lettuce. And then for 5 people, we had 30 minutes or more of talking and hanging out and eating the same thing where we could speak about something.
Where are you? Where's your truck?
My truck's located at 716 East Market Street here in Harrisonburg. Big gray truck, and most people say they can see us very readily.
So what's going on in you in terms of an identity?
Well, I'm not going to be anything other than an American kid that my family raised. And my family, Mike and Pam, are my mom and dad. There have never been anything different to me, and I've never had any interest in meeting my biological family. The only reason why I ended up pursuing Korean food as the natural course to try and find an identity was because you're curious when you're young. And now at this point, I'm very, very comfortable telling anyone that I'm an American, that as much as I like to know where I come from, that who I am is a valley kid.
Oh, I come from the valley, I'm a rebel boy, born on the banks of the Shenandoah.
Mikey Riesenberg's Korean food truck is called Mishita, which means delicious. You'll find links and pictures on the Spark page at WMRA.org.